Hello and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast on the big news story. My name is Devdatta and today we discuss Sushil Manav's story on why has BJP's ex-ally Dushyant Chautala called for a floor test in Haryana. The Jan Nayak Janata Party or JJP has written to Haryana Governor Bandaru Dattatreya urging the Nayab Singh Saini-led BJP government be asked to prove its majority through a floor test in the state assembly. In a letter to the governor on Wednesday, JJP Vice President Dushyant Chautala highlighted that with the resignation of two MLAs from the house and the withdrawal of support by three independent MLAs, the Saini government has lost a simple majority in the house. Meanwhile, the Congress too reached out to Governor Dattatreya seeking an appointment with him. In a letter to the Raj Bhavan, Shadi Lal Kapoor, who is the secretary to the leader of opposition Bhupinder Singh Hooda, wrote that a Congress delegation led by deputy leader of CLP Aftab Ahmed and party chief whip Bharat Bhushan Batra wants to submit a memorandum on the current political situation in Haryana. In the 90-member Haryana Assembly, the two MLAs, who are former Chief Minister Manohar Lal Khattar and Cabinet Minister Ranjit Singh, have already resigned from their seats as they are BJP candidates from Karnal and Hisar respectively. The Nayab Singh Saini government earlier enjoyed the support of 41 BJP MLAs, 6 out of the 7 independents, and the lone MLA of the Haryana Lokhit Party, Gopal Kanda. After the resignation by Khattar and Singh, the effective strength of the house came down to 88, with 46 MLAs supporting the government. On Tuesday, three independent MLAs, Sombir Sangwan from Charkhi Dadri, Randhir Singh Golan from Pundri and Dharampal Gondar from Nilokheri, announced their support to the Congress. Currently, the party-wise position in the Haryana Assembly stands as such, with BJP having 40 seats, Congress with 30 seats, JJP with 10, Independents with 6, INLD with 1, and the Haryana Lokhit Party with 1 seat. In his letter, Dushyant wrote that recent developments have unfolded when 3 of the 6 independent MLAs who previously extended their support to the government in March 2024 have now announced the withdrawal of their support. The former Deputy Chief Minister said that in the present circumstances, the JJP has a clear stance that it was not supporting the government and was open to extending support to any other political party for government formation. Highlighting Article 174 of the Constitution, which provides the governor the power to summon, prorogue and dissolve the State Assembly, Dushyant said that in the SR Bommai vs. Union of India 1994 case, the Supreme Court had emphasized that the governor has a constitutional obligation to act judiciously and impartially in such matters and that it can call for the floor test to determine the majority of the government in the House. In a press conference at Hisar, the JJP leader had announced on Wednesday that his party would support any move by the Congress to topple the BJP government in Haryana and also extend outside support to the opposition-led government. He had further said that the Saini government has now lost the moral right to stay in power and that he should either prove his majority on the House floor or submit his resignation on moral grounds. When contacted by the Print on Wednesday, Haryana Speaker Gyan Chand Gupta had said that he did not have any official information on the three independent MLAs withdrawing support from the government and said that whatever he knew about the withdrawal of support is from the media reports. He further added that generally when a no-confidence motion is moved in the State Assembly, the next motion can be moved only after 6 months. However, the governor can take any decision as a constitutional authority. If orders come from the governor, then he would go with that. That is all that we have for now. Thank you for tuning in. Do tune in every morning at 8 a.m. for more such news and analysis from the Print.